布的诞生地。
And tomorrow is Sri Gopurnima.
明天就是 Sri Gopurnima 主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的节。
The appearance day of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的显现日。
So this is a very auspicious time to be absorbed in Gaura Lila, in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya.
所以呢，这段时间是一个非常好的，完全沉浸于 Gaura Lila, 也就是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的逍遥时光中的机会。
So in this new chapter, we're going to see many different pastimes.
在这新的这一章当中，也有 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的许多逍遥时光。
Because even though this chapter is entitled "The Lord's Attempt to Vrindavan," attempting means that he is not going to be successful.
那这一章的题目叫做“主试图去往 Vrindavan”。那什么叫试图呢？意思就是说，他其实并没有成功。
And he is not going to be successful because of the love of his devotees.
那他之所以这样的一个尝试没有得到成功，是因为奉献者们太爱他了。
It is mentioned in the scriptures that Krishna is completely independent.
在经典中说到 ，Krishna 是完全独立的。
But at the same time, Krishna is bound by the love of his devotees.
但是与此同时 ，Krishna 又被奉献者的爱所捆绑。
And we see this all throughout the scriptures that deal with Krishna's relationship with his pure devotees.
那么在经典中，在我们看到的 Krishna 和奉献者之中的这个交往之中呢，就可以非常突出的展示这一点。
In Krishna's Vrindavan pastime, we see this all the time.
比如说在 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光里，我们就一直看到这一点。
In Krishna's Dwarka pastime, we see this all the time.
在 Dwarka 的逍遥时光里也一样。
And even when Krishna wants to leave Astinapur, he is asked by his devotees to stay longer.
那 Krishna 呢？他即将启程离开 Hastinapur 的时候也是这样，奉献者一再的恳求他，请他再多停留一些日子。
And we see this also in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya.
那在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的逍遥时光里也看到这一点了。
But ultimately, when Krishna has made his mind, nothing and no one can stop him. However, his pure devotees can slow down the process.
当 Krishna 他决定去做一件事情的时候，这是什么都不能阻止到他的。但是呢，奉献者们对他的爱却可以让这个进程减缓速度。
And in the process of slowing down the Lord from performing his pastimes, it creates new pastimes.
那当奉献者们试图让Krishna 的这个主的逍遥时光放慢脚步的时候，这个与此同时，在这个过程当中又有新的逍遥时光产生。
And oftentimes these new pastimes are the basis of great spiritual realizations.
那有的时候呢，这些新的逍遥时光就促使了伟大的觉悟的产生。
So it's important to understand the nature of the Lord and his devotees.
所以去了解Krishna, 了解主的心，了解奉献者的心，这是非常的重要的。
There are different level of realizations.
觉悟可以分成不同的层面。
From awe and reverence.
一种呢，就是充满着敬畏的。
Or even fear,
甚至是恐惧
to becoming a servant of the Lord,
成为主的仆人，为他服务
to becoming very intimate with the Lord.
与主非常的亲密。
Until we reach the stage where the Lord places himself as a servant, no more as a master.
那么一直达到这样的境界，在这个时候呢，主他就是以一个仆人的这个身份出现了。这个时候他再也不是奉献者的主，他是仆人，为奉献者服务。
And this is really what Krishna wants. Krishna wants to be purchased by the devotee.
其实这就是 Krishna 他最希望做的一件事情，他希望被自己的奉献者们所征服。
And it's not an easy task because Krishna cannot forget that he has a purpose for being in this material world.
但与此同时，这也不是非常容易做到的，因为Krishna 他非常清楚他在这个物质世界的这个显现和活动是要达到特定的目的的。
For example, in Krishna's pastime, we see that the inhabitants of Vrindavan cannot be separated from Krishna, but at the same time, he has a mission to accomplish, so he has to leave.
所以说呢，比如说在 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的这个逍遥时光中，我们就看到 Vrindavan 的居民们特别不希望和 Krishna 分离，但是与此同时 ，Krishna 他又有使命要去完成，所以又不得不和 Vrindavan 的居民分开。
So in Chaitanya, for example, Lord Chaitanya was bound by the love of the people of Navadvip, but at the same time he had a mission to perform, so he had to take sannyas, he had to leave.
就比如说在 Chaitanya Lila, 也就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的逍遥时光里，我们可以看到主他被 Navadvip 的奉献者们的爱所紧紧的捆绑着，但是与此同时他又有别的使命需要完成，所以他不得不离开 Navadvip, 他不得不成为托钵僧离开 Navadvip。
When he arrived in Puri, heStarted to interact with the devotees, but then he had to leave for South India.
那比如说他在这个 Puri 的时候也是这样的，他跟奉献者们亲密无间的在一起，但是呢，在这个时候他又得启程，他去往南印度。
And we see here that Lord Chaitanya has a desire to go to Vrindavan, but it's not because he has a desire that he will.Able to fulfill it.
那么在这一章当中，我们也看到了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他有一种非常强烈的愿望，那就是去 Vrindavan。但是，并不是说他一有了这样的一个愿望就可以轻而易举的得到实现。
Ultimately, he will go because nobody can stop the Supreme Lord.
最终他还是可以实现他的愿望去，但是呢，因为呢。Krishna 他是主，他有这样的愿望，没有谁能够阻止得了他。
But we will see that how the devotees bind Lord Chaitanya by their love, and it's going to take much, much more time for Lord Chaitanya to finally go to Vrindavan.
那我们在这里看到的就是奉献者对 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的爱是那么的炽烈，这种爱吧。Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 紧紧地捆绑着不让他走，但是最终他还是去了，但是中间却要经历更多的时间。
And again, by holding Lord Chaitanya back, it will facilitate more pastimes.
那奉献者的爱呢，紧紧地拽着 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu，于是就延伸出了更多的逍遥时光。
And therefore, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami begins this chapter with a wonderful verse, the close personal associates.
但是这些都是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 身边最亲近的那些奉献者。
But Lord Chaitanya was known as Nimai Pandit to thousands of people in Navadvip
但是呢，这个 Navadvip 呢，它有成千上万的人，他们都知道，他们都了解 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 知道这位被称为 Nimai Pandit 的人。
And among these people, there were followers, there were admirers, they were devotees, but they were also people who were very inimical.
那这些 non-leafer 的这些人当中呢，就有就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的仰慕者，他的追随者，他的奉献者们，但是也有一些人对 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 怀着敌意。
There were people who had offended him.
还有一些人呢，就是是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的冒犯者。
There were people who had offended his devotees.
还有一些人曾经冒犯过 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的奉献者。
So all these people put together in this verse are considered to be like creepers and plants burning in the fire of material existence.
那么所有的这些人加在一起，就是在这个世界当中有一个比喻，把他们比喻成在物质存在的森林大火中煎熬的爬藤和植物。
And Lord Chaitanya is compared to a cloud that is pouring water in that garden to revive those creepers and plants.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，在这里就是被比喻成为雨云。那像这个Navadvip， 也就是在这里说到的 Godadesh 这个花园当中降下滂沱大雨，也就是普降甘霖。那么让所有的这些已经经历了这么长时间的煎熬的、已经非常饥渴的这些植物都焕发了生命。
Just like sometime we stay away from the devotees and from the spiritual master, and then we feel we're completely dry, and then suddenly we get association, we get the mercy, and we feel like it's like a shower of nectar falling upon us.
那就好像是我们这些奉献者，我们有的时候会跟奉献者或者跟灵性导师分隔了非常久了。离开了很久之后，我们觉得自己好像都快枯竭了，非常非常的干枯。那久别重逢之后，我们就好像久旱逢甘霖一样，再次得到了侮辱和奉献者的恩赐，得到了他们的这个怜悯。
So why is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami starting this chapter by speaking this verse?
那为什么 Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami他会以这一个诗节开启这新的一章呢？
Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's attempt trying to go to Vrindavan will not go further than reaching to Navadvip.
因为呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他原本是想去这个 Vrindavan 的，但是这个努力呢最后还是仅仅止于 Navadvip。
And by this pastime, we see that the condition of the devotees is more important than anything else to Krishna.
那就是说，在这个世界当中，我们看到呢，奉献者们这个愿望呢，对于 Krishna 来说是无比的重要。
It is more important than going to Vrindavan.
甚至比他去 Vrindavan。这件事情本身还要重要。
And we will see this because Lord Chaitanya will meet one devotee after another, and so many wonderful pastimes will take place.
因为呢，我们可以看到在后面就有一连串的这个奉献者出场。然后呢，每一个新的奉献者的这个出场，就是等于就又激发了新的逍遥时光。
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to go to Vrindavan, but the king of Jagannath Puri, he is not happy to hear this news.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，想去 Vrindavan， 但是 Jagannath Puri 的国王听到了这个消息之后，却非常的不乐意。
So, the king is very attached to Lord Chaitanya.
这个国王呢？非常的不想和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 分离，他非常的爱 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。
We have seen in previous chapters how he has worked so hard to receive Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's audience, to get his mercy, to get his embrace. Now he is very attached to him.
那我们在前面的几章当中，我们曾经看到这个，Jagannathpuri 的这个国王，他曾经经历了非常大的困难，他才最后得到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 再得以一见，和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 得以一见，并且得到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的拥抱。所以呢，他现在特别的依依不舍，他是非常的依恋 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的。
When one becomes a devotee of Krishna, one's social position in life has no relevance. Everyone is a Prabhu, everyone is a devotee.
那当一个人他得到了主 Krishna 的仁慈和怜悯之后，其实他的这个社会的这个地位，他的身份就已经不再重那么重要了。在 Krishna 的面前，所有的人都是称为 Prabhu。
It means that Prataparudra Maharaj may be the most important person in the kingdom, but as a devotee, he is just a simple devotee.
这也就是意味着 Prataparudra 国王，他在他在那个 Puri 的话，那他是首屈一指的，就是高高在上的国王。但是呢，在这个奉献者当中，他只是一个普通的一个 Prabhu， 他只是一个普通的奉献者而已。
Sababha Bhattacharya may be very highly learned scholar, but that's to the eyes of the people. In his connection with Lord Chaitanya, he is just a devotee.
那么我们也知道 Sababha Bhattacharya 如此的博学多识，但是这也是普通人眼里的大学者。但是到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的面前，来到和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 建立起那种关系之后，他就是一个普通的奉献者。
So every devotee must have a very good humble attitude when dealing with the Supreme Lord.
所以所有的奉献者，当他们和主去交往，面对主的时候，就必须要怀有一颗非常谦卑的心态。
So the king is asking Sababha Bhattacharya and Ramananda Roy, not in a imposing manner, but in a very submissive manner, just like a humble devotee.
所以呢，这个国王呢，他就要对 Sababha Bhattacharya 和 Ramananda Roy 发出这个请求，但是他不是以一个国王的那么身份居高临下的去命令他们，而是非常非常谦卑的去恳求他们。
So he is submitting a request. He says, please try to keep Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri.
所以呢，他就恳求到，非常真诚的恳求到，请你们把 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 留在 Puri 吧。
He is not giving an order as a king. He is submitting himself as a humble devotee.
他不是以国王的身份在下命令，而是一个非常谦卑顺从的奉献者，在非常真诚地发出一份请求。
We will see later on.In the pastimes with Sanatan Goswami, that the Muslim king gave him an order to stay in the kingdom. And because Sanatan Goswami did not want to stay in the kingdom, the king put him in jail.
那后面的这个消息光中呢，我们可以看到呢，穆斯林的国王呢，命令 Sanatan Goswami 要留在他的身边服务，不让他离开这个国家。但是呢，就是 Sanatan Goswami 他不愿意顺从，于是这个国王就把他投到了这个监狱里面，把他囚禁了起来。
This is a completely different relationship. The king is an absolute wonderful servant of Lord Chaitanya.
那个逍遥时光里面，那个故事里面的那个国王就是完全的不一样的一种君臣关系。那在但是我们在这里所看到的， Pataparuja 王，他和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是完全不同的一种关系。
So he is saying, without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri, my kingdom is meaningless.
他说呢，如果我的王国里没有 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的话，就完全失去了意义。
So please try to keep him in Jagannath Puri.
所以请你们一定要把他留在 Jagannath Puri。
But Lord Chaitanya tells Ramananda Roy, I will go to Vrindavan.
但 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 却对 Ramananda Roy 说，我还是要去 Vrindavan。
So now, the devotees, they have a dilemma. They have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire.
那奉献者们现在就陷入两难之地。一方面呢， Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 有这样的愿望。
That desire is not connected to performing pastime in Jagannath Puri. That desire is about separation, and separation is very painful.
那这个逍遥时光和他在 Jagannath Puri 没有任何的关系。这个愿望意味着分离，而分离是让人痛苦的。
So now they have to come up with a plan. How are they going to hold him back?
现在呢，他们就得千方百计地想出一个计策，怎么样才能够把 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 留下呢？
And they're going to use what we may call transcendental diplomacy.
现在他们就要用一种被我们称为超然的外交手腕的方法了。
So they're going to ask Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,First, you should observe the Ratha Yatra festival like you do every year.
首先呢，他们要劝说 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 要和他们一起庆祝 Ratha Yatra, 就是弹车节，就像他每年做的一样。
So, Ratha Yatra means during the monsoon season, which is June, July, August, and September.
那么这个就意味着是在雨季，那这个就是指的是六月、七月、八月、九月。
And then after that, in October, November, it's Kartik.
那过了这个八九月之后呢，紧接着就是 Kartik 月了。
And Kartik is the best time to go to Vrindavan.
而 Kartik 月呢是去拜访 Vrindavan 的一个最佳的时机。
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu complied and he stayed for the Ratha Yatra festival. And then when the month of Kartik came, he was getting ready to go to Vrindavan.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就听从了奉献者们的建议，就是在这个四个月当中他就留下来，并且和他们一起庆祝了 Ratha Yatra 弹车节。但是这过后呢，就到了 Kartik 月，他就要准备他就一定要去 Vrindavan 了。
But then they told him, but Kartik is too cold. Don't go now, it's too cold for you. You should wait for the spring festival.
那奉献者们就对 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说，这个 Kartik 月太冷了，你不应该在这么寒冷的季节去，你还是等着到了春天再去 Vrindavan 吧。
And for them, it's like they had to find a reason for Lord Chaitanya to stay because they could not even imagine being separated from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
他们所以就等于在千方百计地找理由要把 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 留下来。对他们而言，分离实在是太痛苦了，难以忍受。
So on the one hand, nobody can stop Lord Chaitanya. He is the independent Supreme Lord.On the other, he does not want to act without the permission of his devotees.
那一方面呢，因为主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就是至尊主，谁也没有办法停下他的脚步。但是另外一方面，当他每做一件事情的时候，他又希望能够得到奉献者的准许。
What does that mean?
那这意味着什么呢？
It means that if the Supreme Lord himself needs the permission of the devotees, what to speak of us needing the permission of the devotees to do things.
那我们这里可以先想一下，就连至尊如来人，当他去做一件事情的时候，都要得到奉献者们的准许，得到他们的肯定。那更不用说我们这样的这个奉献者了。我们每做一件事情，难道不应该得到其他奉献者的同意吗？
And the mood here, when we see the word permission, permission is like a little child, you know, asking the mother, can I go and play outside?
那我们在这里说到了，他要得到这个准许。一说到这个准许这个词的时候，就好像是一个小孩子要出去玩。首先都要征求妈妈的意见，妈妈，我能不能出去玩？妈妈同意了才能出门。
But what it shows here is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the position of a devotee, is showing the example that a devotee is not independent. A devotee should always ask permission and always seek blessings.
所以在我们在这里看到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 他扮演的是一个奉献者的身份。所以他其实以身作则地向我们做了一个示范，也就是说一个奉献者呢，他做每做一件事情的时候，他应当要得到奉献者的准许，不仅如此，还要得到奉献者的祝福。
And this is very important because, for example, when devotees want to come to India to the Holy Dham, they should seek blessing, they should ask for permission, not justGo whenever they want and do whatever they want.
所以说呢，这个呢，我们可以举个例子，比如说来圣地这件事情，其实所有来圣地的这个奉献者都应当得到其他奉献者准许、同意，和祝福，这样才能够来圣地，不能说随心所欲，想去哪就去哪。
To enter the Holy Dham is not ordinary thing. It's not just an ordinary tourist destination.
去圣地并不是一件稀松平常的小事，不是像去旅游一样到一个地方去旅游，不是这样简单的。
It's not a place where we have entertainment.
也不是我们娱乐的地方。
We need the blessing to enter the Holy Dham. We should seek out the permission of the devotees.
去到圣地之前，一定要得到奉献者的祝福，应当要去寻找奉献者，向他们征询意见，得到他们的准许。
Even changing ashram.
还有就是改变你的这个 ashram， 就是人生的这个阶段。
Changing service.
还有你要改变自己的奉献服务。
Changing geographical location.
要换一个地方居住，这样子的这些变化。
We should always seek blessings.
每一次我们都应当去找到奉献者的这个祝福。
So,Even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked permission to go to Vrindavan, we see that the devotees, they are not giving their permission, but they're just not saying it outright. They're just giving all sorts of reason why Lord Chaitanya should not go.
那我们在这里看到了 Chaitanya 他想去Vrindavan, 于是呢他就要得到奉献者们给他的准许。奉献者其实心里是不情愿的。但是也没有说直截了当的就说出口，而是换了一种方式，就是拐弯抹角的找了很多不同的理由来推迟这件事情。
And in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in Puri for another year.
就这样呢，拖着拖着 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就在 Puri 又待了一年。
So the devotees from Bengal, they were all excited. They said, okay, we're going again to Jagannath Puri because Lord Chaitanya, if you remember, asked the devotees to come back every year.
那这个时候呢，那些奉献者们呢，就非常的激动了，因为他们知道 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 还在 Puri， 那今年我们又可以去 Puri 和他待上四个月了，因为 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，让 Navadvipa 的奉献者每年都到 Puri 来和他相聚。
And the previous year, Lord Chaitanya had requested Lord Nityananda not to come back to Puri, but to stay in Bengal because there is so much service to do for him there.
那在前面这几年当中呢, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他给主 Nityananda 一个训语, 让他不要和奉献者一起来Puri了, 让他待在孟加拉, 因为在那里还有很多服务要等着他去做。
But Lord Nityananda did not listen to Lord Chaitanya and he still came to Puri because he could not feel, he could not handle the separation from Lord Chaitanya.
但是呢, 主, Nityananda呢, 是没有听从 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的意见, 因为对他而言, 与 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的分离实在太难以忍受了, 所以他还是来Puri见 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。
And Lord Nityananda is an exception to the rule.
那主尼迦南呢，就是他是这个一个例外，就是不遵循这个规则。Not
even Lord Chaitanya can control Lord Nityananda.
因为连主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 都没有办法控制主尼迦南的。And
that particular year, so many more devotees came. And not only they came, but they brought their wife and children with them. This is very, very unusual.
这一年呢,从Navaripa来的奉献者又增加了很多。那些奉献者不仅是自己来了,还带着妻儿老小一起来。所以呢,这是很不重寻常的那一年。And
if you remember, Lord Chaitanya had given instructions to specific devotees, for example, to bring some very strong silken ropes to lift up Lord Jagannath, so they prepare the silken ropes.
那么我们还记得前面讲到了，其他那些马哈法布给一些奉献者，就是个别的那个，就是要求，比如说，对其中有一个奉献者说，让他们来带一些丝绸结成的那种布袋，要让他们。 把这些布袋带到这个Puri之后, 就可以拿它来抬这个Jagannath神像。
And Raghava Pandit also brought huge amount of prasadam.
还有呢, Raghava Pandit 他又带来了很多很多的prasadam。
So this is quite a big arrangement to have hundreds of devotees traveling from Navadvip to Puri by foot, overland, through the forest.
要组织这么几百个奉献者，徒步的穿越森林，然后从那个地方一路要走到这个Puri，这不是一件非常轻松的事情。So,
if the devotees left Bengal to go to Puri, and they brought their wife and children with them, it means that so many houses in Navadvip were completely empty for at least 6 months of the year.
所以说呢，我们想象一下，如果说这么多 Navadvip 的奉献者都带着他们的妻儿老小一家人，去徒步从 Navadvip 去往 Puri，那在 Puri 的话，那就是很多家里人都很多家都没有人了。
Like here, the Gomandal Parikram just finished.
就好比是我们在Mayapur这里刚结束了 Gomandal Parikram, 就是绕拜九个岛，Navadvip九岛刚结束。
And for 7 days, thousands of devotees walk around the 9 islands of Navadvip.
那么一连七天，带有成千上万的奉献者。 都在九个岛，徒步朝拜。And
everything is very nicely organized for their travels, for sleeping overnight, for their bathing, for their comfort, for their food.
他们白天的行走，还有他们在帐篷下的这个住宿，还有每天的饮食，还有沐浴等等，都得到了非常。
So Shivananda Sen, he was the person in charge of arranging for accommodation, for road tax, for food for hundreds of devotees the whole way from Navadvip to Puri.
那 Shivananda Singh 呢，就是这个安排者，他安排了几百位奉献者从 Navadvip 回去，而且一路上包括他们的食宿，还有包括路上要过各个关卡，要这个付税啊，啊等等，所有的这些事情，还有要带上的这些食物，都是一手由他来安排的。
Now we have to keep in mind that these are not ordinary people. These are not even ordinary devotees.
是，我们千万不要忘记了，这些奉献者并不是普通常人，不是普通的奉献者。
You know, Lord Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, Shiva Thakur, I mean, these are eternal associates of Krishna in the spiritual world, and they're traveling on foot at least 300 or 400 kilometers, and you have to be very, very attentive to their needs.
因为像主 Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, Shiva Thakur 都是主持当年马哈佛布的永恒的同游，然后他们得光着脚徒步要走上这么三四百公里，所以说呢就要照顾他们的这些需要，得非常的小心谨慎。
Imagine being in their association for 1 month, walking through the forest and the country roads.
可以想象一下和他们在一起，要徒步的走上一个月，然后在一个月当中要走穿越那些森林，要在这个乡间的小路上走。
And as they are getting closer and closer to Jagannath Puri, their feelings of ecstasy is increasing by the day.
那么在这个越来越接近 Puri 的时候，每一天他们的这种狂喜和激动都在与日俱增。
So this in itself is a very special pastime.
所以这个本身这个过程就是非常特别的逍遥时光。
And this has become a routine that, practically speaking, for 18 years, the devotees of Navadvip will travel every year to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, except for maybe 1 or 2 years where he asked them not to come.
所以呢，这样其实就形成了一个传统。这个传统一下子就延续了十八年，除了其中有一两年，其他年马哈佛布让奉献者不要来普里，此外每年如此。
And each year they stop in the same places, like they go to Ramuna and they hear the pastimes of Gopinath, then they stop at Shakshi Gopal, they hear the pastimes of Shakshi Gopal.
然后每年他们也要经过同样的地方，比如说每年他们都要经过这个 Gopinath 的这个庙里，那到了那个庙里就会听这个有关 Gopinath 的形象的逍遥时光，然后还有 Shakshi Gopal 的这个证人神像的这个地方，那到了那个庙也要听这个逍遥时光，每年如此。
And then when they arrive close to Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya knows they are arriving very, very soon.
他们即将要走进这个Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 知道他们快到了。
And he is also getting very excited.
他也激动不安起来。
So he is going to send some garlands through his servant Govinda to greet the devotees with flower garlands.
这个时候呢，他就让 Govinda 带上花环去迎接奉献者们。
And the first garland goes to Advaita Acharya and Lord Nityananda.
第一个花环就给了 Advaita Acharya 和主 Nityananda.
Because they are Vishnu Tattvas. They are non-different from Lord Chaitanya.
因为他们是 Vishnu Tattva. 他们和主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是没有分别的。
And when they receive those garlands for them, they are...understand now it's just a question of a few minutes before they meet Lord Chaitanya himself.
啊，当他们接到了这个花环的时候，他们就知道再过几分钟就能够亲眼见到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 了。
Now, we see that the arrangements of Ramananda Roy to keep Lord Chaitanya in Puri is perfect because he is facilitating the loving exchanges between Lord Chaitanya and his devotees.
我们就看到就是 Ramananda Roy 呢，他其实经过了一个精心巧妙的这个安排，这个方法呢，能够让 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就进一步留在这个 Puri 啊，因为呢，他创造了很多的条件和方便，让 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和 Navadvipa 的这些奉献者有许多许多的啊交流。
So just like every year, they're going to meet, they're going to dance, they're going to have festivals, they're going to have amazing association together, and a lot of prasadam.
就像每年一如既往的。他们就是在一起见面，然后一起过节，一起荣耀大餐，一起唱歌舞蹈，度过非常快乐的时光。
And also in Puri, it takes a lot of management to actually give each one a proper residence to make sure they are comfortable, that they can rest nicely.
然后呢，每次他们那么 Vita 的奉献者来的时候，给每个人都要安排好非常好的食宿，给他们安排非常舒服的一个居住的这个地方，这些都是需要大量的安排，大量的时间的。
So again, together they're going to cleanse the Gundicha temple with Lord Chaitanya before the Rath Yatra festival.
那今年呢，照例他们又会和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 一起来清洗 Gundicha 庙宇。然后参加了个亚特坦车节。
And they're all going to participate in the Ratha Yatra festival.
他们都会一起去参加 Ratha Yatra 的这个坦车节，一起来庆祝。
So in this way, everybody gets an opportunity to be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and take part in his transcendental pastimes.
现在这样的每个人都有机会能够见到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 并且加入到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 超然的逍遥时光里。
And like every year, devotees will invite Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into their home so they can serve him personally by washing his feet and serving him prasadam.
那就像以往一样，那些奉献者们呢，也都挨个的邀请 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 到他们家中来做客。他们先给他沐浴莲花足，然后给他prasadam， 为他服务。
But that year was even more special because that year the wife of the devotees had come, the wife of Advaitacharya, the wife of Shivastakur, they all came and they personally cooked for Lord Chaitanya.
那这一年呢，更是显得非同寻常，因为奉献者的妻子也来了，包括 Advaita Acharya 的妻子哈，还有 Shivastakur 的妻子也就来，所以他们就是亲自下厨为 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 来做 prasada。
And then when the rainy season was finished, Lord Chaitanya called Lord Nityananda, and he told him, please go back to Bengal and stay in Bengal. It is very important to spread Krishna consciousness there.
雨季结束之后，齐特涅摩哈帕布就把朱尼坚丹的叫到了跟前，对他来说，就对他说，请你留在孟加拉，因为在孟加拉去传播，主的圣名，传播库什的直觉是非常非常的重要的。
Lord Chaitanya used to have very private conversations with Lord Nityananda and with Advaita Acharya.No one was included in that conversation. No one knew what they were talking about.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 经常和 Advaita Acharya 还有像主 Nityananda 有私下的一些谈话。当时谈话的只有他们两个人，谁也不在场，没有任何参与。
Because their conversation
也没有人知道他们到底讲的是什么。
Their conversation was actually very much focused on spreading Krishna consciousness.
因为他们的这个对话的核心往往只有一个，就是如何去传播 Krishna 知觉。
But at the back of his mind, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew that his desire was still burning in his heart to go to Vrindavan.
但在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 另外一方面，在心底里的那种去往 Vrindavan 的这种愿望还在炽烈的燃烧着。
So this is always in his mind, and he is not going to give up that desire. It will not go away.
那去 Vrindavan 的这件事情呢，就让他一直的念念不忘。这种愿望是那么的强烈，就像一直在燃烧着一样，他是不会轻易的放弃的。
However, for him, at that moment, the priority was to ask Lord Nityananda to stay in Bengal and to spread Krishna consciousness there, because no one else but Lord Nitya can do that work.
对他来说，现在更加重要的一件事情就是说服朱尼天能的能够在孟加拉去传播 Krishna 知觉，大力的去推动，因为这件事情非他莫属。
So now they're leaving Jagannath Puri again to return to Navadvip.
现在奉献者们又要从 Navadvip 又要从Puri 启程了 ，Jagannath Puri 启程了，他们要回到 Navadvip.
And just like every year, when they decide to go, it's not like can just get up and go. It's going to take at least before they can actually leave, because it's very difficult for them. Be separated.
就像往年一样，每一次的启程呢，都不是轻而易举的。因为呢，启程就意味着和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 分离，所以这是让他们非常难以承受的。所以每一次呢，都要经过很长的这个时间，才能真正的动得了身。
And as in the previous year, those days.Devotees from the town of Kuru, they will ask Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for instructions.
那就像往年一样呢，这个奉献者们会请 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 给他们个别的宣示。
They will ask him what is their duty, what they should do, what should be their service.
他们会去询问 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他们的责任是什么。他们应该做些什么？他们应当如何生活？如何服务
？Sometimes it seems to us that the service we are doing is actually befitting, but we should also check with the devotees if we are doing the right thing, if we are properly engaged. It's very important. We should approach the spiritual master. Is this really what you want me to do?
所以有的时候呢，我们也要看一看我们的这个服务是不是适合我们。有的时候你自己觉得挺适合的，但是你同时还是要去征询奉献者或者灵性导师的意见，询问他们说我是不是适合做这个服务，这个事情是不是适合呀，适合我去做，是不是我应当去做的等等。
And when we get a replyThis reply also comes with blessings.
那当他们回答我们的时候，其实也就带着祝福。
So here they ask Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "What service should we do?" And Lord Chaitanya replies, "Just be a servant of the servant of Krishna."
那么在这里呢，他们也向 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 询问了他们应该做的奉献服务。Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说呢。你们只要做 Krishna 的仆人的仆人就好了。
And always chant the holy name of Krishna.
恒常不断地去唱诵 Krishna 的圣名。
So he gave them two instructions, serve the devotees and always chant the holy name of Krishna.
所以呢，他就给了这些奉献者两个训谕，一个呢，就是去唱诵 Krishna 主的圣名，还有一个就是服务其他的奉献者。
And And he says, if you do these two things, very soon you will get the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet.
然后他就说呢，只要这两件事情能做到，很快你就能够得到 Krishna 莲花足的庇护。
So the previous year they asked him the same question.
在往年他们也问了同样的问题。
Because he asked them to serve the devotees, but then they want to know who is a devotee, who is a Vaishnava.
因为呢，其他两马哈巴布回答说，你们应当去服务奉献者。所以他们又反问道，那什么样的人可以称为是奉献者呢？什么样的人是 Vaishnava 呢？
The previous year they say, how do we recognize a Vaishnava?
那在前年呢，我们就是前面的课里面我们讲到了怎么样能认得出一个 Vaishnava 奉献者。
And what was Lord Chaitanya's reply?
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的回答是什么呢？
He said, anyone who chants the holy name of Krishna even once should be considered a Vaishnava.
他说所有唱诵 Krishna 圣名的人哪怕只是一次都应当被视为是 Vaishnava 奉献者。
And then he gives a very elaborate explanation how to understand that. We already discussed these things.
然后呢就这一点怎么样来理解呢？他又给了非常详细的解释。这一点我们在前面的课里已经给大家讲过了。
So they're asking the same question again.
这他们又问了同样的问题。
And what does Lord Chaitanya reply?
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的回答是什么呢？
He gives a different reply this time.
这一次呢？他给的这个答案就不一样了。
He says, a person who is always chanting the holy name of the Lord is to be considered a first-class Vaishnava, and your duty is to serve his lotus feet.
那他说呢，一个恒常不断的去唱诵主的圣名的人，就是一位最纯粹的、最高的 Vaishnava 奉献者，而你的职责就是去服务这样的人的莲花足。
So in the previous year, Lord Chaitanya was referring to the people in general, anyone, anywhere, anytime. If people chant Hare Krishna even once, we should see them as Vaishnavas and offer them respect.
那前些年，当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 回答这个问题的时候，他说，哪怕是唱诵或者念诵了。主 Krishna 圣名一遍的人也被称为 Vaishnava 奉献者，无论是在哪里，无论他们都是谁，你们都应当向他致敬，去服务于他们。
But this time Lord Chaitanya is not referring to the people in general, he's referring to the devotees already engaged in devotional service.
但是这一年呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 却不是泛泛而止。他是特意特指到那些已经做了奉献服务的人。
That's why he says a person who is always chanting the holy name, which someone who is already engaged as a devotee. How do we see that person as a first-class Vaishnava?
所以说呢，他这次就不是说只是念诵了圣名一遍，他指的是恒常不断的唱诵主 Krishna。圣名的奉献者被称为是一流的 Vaishnava 奉献者，就这些人一直不断的在做奉献服务的。
So, we're going to discuss this topic in detail in the next lecture.
那关于这个话题，我们要在下一次的这个课上来进行详细的讲解。
So we'll stop now.
我们现在。先讲到这儿，我们来看大家已经问了一些问题了。对，我刚才也想起来了。There is a question about the wedding, remember? I think the answer will be too late because it's already passed. 好，这个问题是，第一个问题 ,free and easy. 白安老师和翻译的精彩讲解。今天老师讲了 Chaitanya 主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和奉献者之间的爱，分离的爱是痛苦的，所以奉献者想尽办法来挽留 Chaitanya， 希望和其他人在一起。可是大家也知道主的步伐是不能被改变的，只是延长这个进程。但是当主离去的时候，不是会更加的痛苦吗？因为爱每加深一分，分离的痛苦就会加深一分，会越来越舍不得分开。为什么要做这种挽留呢？为什么不让他早去早回，或者跟主一起去感恩您的解答？ Thank you for your wonderful explanations. Today, you mentioned about the love between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the devotees. You said that the love and separation was too painful for the devotees to bear. Therefore, the devotees thought about all different of ways to keep Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, hoping that they can have more time to be Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. However, they all knew that nothing can change Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire. He couldn't be stopped. It was only a question of slowing down the process. But my question is, does that mean that when Lord actually ultimately left them, they would feel more pains? Because the more the love was, the pains and separation increased even 10 times. It would be more and more difficult for the devotees to be separated from Lord Chaitanya. So why did they still want to make that effort to keep Lord Chaitanya? Why just let him leave early and come back early, or even more, to be with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to embark on the way? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, well, in your world, maybe that's the way it works, but not in the world of the devotees.
在你的这个世界里，你刚才说的这些可能是顺理成章的，但是在奉献者的世界里却是不一样的。
When Srila Prabhupada was about to leave this world, the devotees were in absolute torture. They did not know what to do, asking Prabhupada to stay, allowing him to leave.
然后呢，就是比如我们举个例子，当Srila Prabhupada要离开这个人世的时候，奉献者的心都被撕裂了，每个人都在痛苦的煎熬之中。无所适从，他们不知道要把施拉帕帕留下来，还是让施拉帕帕早一些结束这个躯体的痛苦，让他早一些走。
And Prabhupada's god brothers were in the room in Vrindavan, and Prabhupada turned to his god brothers and he said, "Just see how much love they have for me."
当时呢，施拉帕帕的神仙记就在 Vrindavan。他住的这个房间里，旁边有一些奉献者，然后Srila Prabhupada他就转向那些奉献者，指给他的神兄弟看，说你看他们对我的爱有那么的深。
So Prabhupada told the devotees, okay, I will ask Krishna what he wants.
然后Srila Prabhupada就对奉献者们说，那好吧，我问问 Krishna 有什么想法。
And he didn't give Krishna's reply, but Prabhupada stayed for another month.
Srila Prabhupada 并没有把奉献者把 Krishna 的想法告诉奉献者们，但是呢，他又多待了一个月。
And if you ask the devotees, I know I was there at that time, the devotees never, ever imagined that Prabhupada would actually leave this world. Even though he was an old man,They thought he was going to keep living and living and living for a long time.
其实那个时候没有一个奉献者脑子里面有这样的一个念头，没有一个人能想象Srila Prabhupada的离开。虽然Srila Prabhupada当时已经年事已高了，但是奉献者们总是觉得Srila Prabhupada还会在这个世界上停留很多年、很多年、很多年，一直跟他们在一起。
So when you love someone, you don't rationalize like normal time. You cannot calculate in this way. You just want to be in the presence of that person. It's the same when family members are separated. It's exactly the same feeling. You don't think like a normal person.
Exactly what I was coughing, I didn't hear you. You said the last word.
You don't think like a normal person.
And before that, you said that separated. Who was separated? Just like...
Even family members.
Family members, okay. 那其实就是当你深深的爱一个人的时候、其实你就不是就像一个失去了理智的人一样，你就不是按照一般人的那种理性思维在思考这个问题了。因为你非常非常的爱一个人，你只想更多的和他在一起。就好像我们和家人的这种情感一样的，你也不愿意和这个家人去分离。
So here we're not talking about, you know, regular material emotions. We're talking about very intense spiritual feelings.
我们在这里所讲到的就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的逍遥时光里的它不是一种世俗的这种情感或者说依恋而是指的是一种非常超然的灵性的情感。
And if we want to have a reference to these kind of feelings, we go back to the Krishna book.
如果我们想要对这样的一种情感找到另外一个参照系的话，那我们就来看一看 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光Krishna 的逍遥时光。
Even when the time came for Krishna to start looking after the calf and being away from the house for the first time, it was a huge thing.In Vrindavan, all the people were discussing, should we allow Krishna to go into the forest? Because they could not handle not seeing Krishna for a moment.
那就好像是 Krishna, 他长大了一些，已经到了可以去照看小牛犊的年龄的时候，对于 Vrindavan 的居民来说都是一件很大的事情。他们就一直来回的商量，我们是不是就让 Krishna...去森林里去照看牛犊呢每一天因为 Krishna 这一照看牛犊去放牛就意味着他们每一天都会见不到他好长时间见不到他所以即便是那样的一种分离对他们来说都是非常的痛苦的都是非常的依依不舍的
So these feelings are not material feelings these are very deep spiritual feelings where separationJust the idea of being separated is unbearable.
所以呢，这种情感呢，并不是世俗的这种情感，而是一种非常深刻的灵性的情感。也就是说，哪怕是想一想这个分离，都让人无法忍受。
So they know that the Lord is independent.But still, they try to hold him back as much as possible. And we will see as the pastime unfolds how they each one react to a different way, how they accept that he leaves, and some don't accept that he leaves.
那就是说呢，那个，他们虽然是知道主是独立自主的。他可以按照自己的这种愿望想做什么就做什么但是依然在这里他们还是舍不得主他们还是一再的去挽留主不愿意和他分离那在这个逍遥时光继续进展下去的时候我们就可以看到每一个人都有这个特定的这个反应他们中的不同的人他们都想要留住 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 不让他走然后处在这种内心的煎熬和矛盾之中。
Now, when Lord Chaitanya, when he's going to go, he's going to try to go to Vrindavan, he's not going to go for very long because he's only going to go to Navadvipa and then he's going to come back. So he's not going to be gone for a long time.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢他有这个愿望要去 Vrindavan, 其实后来他也没去很久他只是去一下 Navadvipa 然后就回来了。
And then when he's going to go to Vrindavan, ultimately, he's also not going to go for a long time. He's only going to go for a few months.
那最终他如果就是最终他实现了他的愿望去分担了，但是这一走也不是说有那么久，只是几个月的时间也就回来了。
And still, it's painful for them, but they accept it because that's his pastimes.
嗯，但是这些分离对他们来说都是极其痛苦的，但是他还是接受了下来。但是就是是非常的痛苦，但是他们还是接受。
But that's very, very different from what will happen after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu leaves the world.
但是这个和最终 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 离开这个世界，那是非常，又是非常的不一样的。
So there are great similarities between Lord Chaitanya's pastimes and Lord Krishna's pastimes when it comes to separation.
所以我们一讲到这个话题，就是分离的时候，那就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的逍遥时光和 Krishna 的逍遥时光就有很多很多的相似之处。
It's not an easy thing to deal with.
嗯，这不是一个非常容易去面对的解决的一个问题。
Okay.
Next question. I think we missed it. It was related to the wedding. Remember? I think yeah. It's too late to answer the question, but still, in general, you should. 简爱瑜伽，那这个问题我们好像是太晚回答了，可能这个婚礼都过了。Hare Krishna， 感恩帕布和曼塔吉精彩的讲课和翻译，顶拜你们。我星期天要去参加朋友的婚礼，还要帮忙，那种氛围不想去，但又是至亲，必须得去。你想到那种氛围中的抽烟、喝酒、吃肉，不知为奉献者该如何去应对和服务呢？感恩帕布和玛塔吉 ，Hare Krishna。Thank you and Prabhu for your wonderful class. Please accept my humble obeisances. I will attend a friend's wedding in a few days. I know that atmosphere is very painful, but I still have to go because they are my one of the best friends. I know that people will smoke and drink and eat meat in that kind of atmosphere. I don't know as devotees how to deal with it and how to render our service. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's a difficult situation.
的确，这个是一个困境，不容易解决。
It really depends on the value of that relationship that you have. If it's an important relationship, if it's a casual relationship.
这个跟你们之间的这种关系也有关系。就是你跟你的这个朋友之间的这种关系是非常深的这种至交至亲，还是说只是一般的这个朋友比较随意的这种关系而已。
But in those situations, what you can say is, okay, I will come, you can go and show yourself, express your appreciation and good wishes, and you don't have to stay for the whole ceremony. You can stay, have a drink, and then go.
就是在这种情况下呢，你也可以去。就是让你的朋友看到你是到场了的，来向他表示庆祝，也对他的邀请表示感激。但是你不一定要把整个这个婚礼的整个时间都待完，你可以跟他们就是喝一些东西，喝一些饮料，然后表示祝福，就不需要整个的过程都下来，可以提前走。
Okay, next.
下一个问题，感恩帕布和玛塔吉的甜美的讲课。This is from Smoky Rada. 请问老师，明天是主切贪恋的显现日，因为上班而无法参加庆祝活动的奉献者应该怎么做呢 ？Tomorrow is for Purnima. Some of the devotees have to go to work and cannot attend the celebrations. So for them.Or do you have any suggestions? What should they do?
Yes, it's not an easy thing because it's during the week and devotees have to work. That's true.
因为这个 Gopuni 呢是在周中，就不是在周末了。奉献者要上班，的确是好多奉献者都没有办法参加庆祝，这是不容易的。
You know, we're supposed to be fasting until evening time.
那对奉献者来说呢，是应该戒食到傍晚。
But devotees who work may not be able to fast. I mean, if they can, it's nice, but if they can't, then they should just have some water and some fruit.
那奉献者呢，最好是能够做到戒食，但是对上班的奉献者来说，未必就能做到。那如果是这种情况下，尽量喝一些水，吃一些水果。
If you can come home earlier, then you can have a shower and then offer aarti, offer some flowers, offer some nice prasadam.
如果说能够早一些下班的话，那就回来做个 aarti, 供奉一些鲜花，供奉一些食物。
But one thing which is the most important for tomorrow is that at least whoever has to go to work, you must chant some very, very good 16 rounds.
那有一个很重要的建议就是所有的人就是尤其是那些要去上班的奉献者在上班之前没有说在上班之前就是明天一定要非常认真的念诵十六圈念得非常非常的认真非常好。
This is the best offering to Lord Chaitanya is to chant Hare Krishna very nicely.
所以呢，这是给 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的最好的供奉，就是非常好的念诵，这是最好的供奉了。
Because Lord Chaitanya came to spread the holy name, and the best thing we can do is to show him how much we attach to chanting.
因为切特尼亚摩哈帕布降临到这个世界就是去传播主的圣名的所以说呢我们就是通过这样的一种方式就是非常认真的念诵来表达我们对圣名的依附
Maybe you can try to fast until noontime
至少要戒食到中午就是对那些上班的奉献者来说。
And you can also listen to some of the lectures of Chaitanya Charitamrita from previous lectures about Lord Chaitanya's pastimes.
还有大家可能也有之前的关于 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 逍遥时光的讲课，可以把它找出来听。
So.If you work and you have family, it's not an easy situation, but you have to try your best.
那如果你要上班或者跟家人在一起，那是不太容易做到，但是你要尽力而为。
And for those who are not working, then you should have a full-on celebration.
那那些不上班的奉献者就要有一个非常完整的庆祝。Okay, next question from Smoky Rada. 刚才您讲到的关于奉献者有时候不是很清晰到底什么是服务更适合自己应该去询问灵性导师和年长奉献者如果还没有脱离孤路是否可以通过占星的方式来了解Krishna 给自己的天赋和才能作为借鉴呢我们可以通过专业的占星信息给奉献者这方面的建议吗You mentioned in our class, sometimes devotees are not quite sure what kind of service are befitting to them. Therefore, they would consult with the spiritual master and the senior devotees. If someone hasn't taken shelter of a guru, can they get to know their own nature and gift and capacity through astrology as a reference? Can we give...
Yeah.
Devotee, this kind of suggestions through traditional astrological information.
No. Don't go down that path.
不要沿着这个思路往下走。
There's no need to look at the astrology to know what you should do with your life.
就是你这辈子应该做什么，没有必要去这个找占星师去算。
When you become a devotee and you take shelter of the spiritual master and the devotees, then your life is automatically adjusted.
当你成为一个奉献者，当你躲避了灵性导师和奉献者在一起的时候，其实你的这个生命就得到了调整。
Chanting Hare Krishna and performing devotional service is far more powerful than astrological calculation.
就是念诵圣名，念诵圣名，从事奉献服务，这些活动要比占星的力量可大多了。
Otherwise, everything becomes very material.
否则的话，所有的我们这些事情就变得世俗化了。But do we do see some devotees as astrologers, right? Like when devotees have difficulty, their suggestions might be quite helpful. 我问，但是我们也遇到一些奉献者，他们就是占星师，然后在其他奉献者，就是处在非常大的困境中的时候，有的时候他们的建议也会给奉献者很大的启示。
There are some extreme cases.
对，有一些这种比较特别的这个极端的这个例子，是的。
But this is not common practice in Krishna consciousness. Not at all a common practice.
但是这个占星这件事情不是我们的奉献者就是常见的一种方法，就是说不是那种应当去普及推广的一种方式，只是一种例外特殊的情况。
Sometimes it is used for marriage calculation.
有的时候，这个对婚姻两个人是不是合适，可以借鉴一下占星。Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
请问亲爱的老师，还是Sumukhi Radha问的哈。请问亲爱的老师，与主的分离之情，我们也能从灵性导师以及关系亲密的奉献者的分离中感受到吗？是否有区别呢？这是分离之情。让我们更多的意念主，我们如何能在分离中把对主深深的爱用于日常的工作生活中的服务呢？Thank you, dear teacher. Can we also experience the love in separation? About Lord, can we also have some feeling for Lord's love in separation through our separation from the spiritual master and the intimate devotees? Is there any difference between these two? It is love in separation. Huh? What?
Yeah, go ahead.
It is the love in separation that make us remember Lord even more. So how can we apply these feelings in separation to apply this deep love in our daily work and daily practice, daily work and life, the service.
To be separated from, to have feeling, to experience feelings of separation from the spiritual master is a healthy sign. It's a healthy spiritual sign.
那当你深深的感到和灵性导师的分离之情的时候，这就说明你有非常健康的灵性的情感，说明你在灵性上是健康的。
Even though philosophically speaking, we are never separated from the spiritual master.
不管从哲学的角度来说，其实我们从来都没有和灵性导师分离过。
being separated from the devotees and feeling their separation is also a very healthy spiritual sign.
那感受到和奉献者之间的这种分离之情、眷恋之情，这也是一个非常健康的灵性标志。
Because attachment to the spiritual master and attachment to the Vaishnava is the way to become attached to Krishna.
因为透过对灵性导师还有奉献者的这种眷恋，我们呢就会逐渐地培养出对主 Krishna 的依附之情。
But the purpose of being connected to the Guru and the Vaishnavas is to ultimately become attached to Krishna through the process of devotional service.
但是呢，和灵性导师还有奉献者之间的那种情感的这个深入，其实最重要通过你非常认真的去遵循这个奉献服务的这个程序来达到通过这个奉献服务的这个程序那你最终就能够也培养出对 Krishna 的依附之情。
So actually, we don't really know what it means to feel separation from Krishna.
所以实际上最终而言，其实我们并不知道什么叫做和 Krishna 分离。这种分离之情究竟是什么，我们并没有办法体会得到。
If you want a good indication of how you're feeling separation from Krishna, you look at each verse of the Shikshastakam and see if you find yourself in that situation.
那如果说你真的想要有一个参考，知道一下和主分离究竟是一种什么样的状况的话，那你就非常仔细的去阅读和体会主的八训规，你看看每一个世界里是怎么讲的，然后你对照一下自己，看你自己是不是这样的，然后你才能知道你是不是在和主的分离之情之中。
You can only speak about true feelings of separation from Krishna when you will be chanting japa and you will have tears coming out of your eyes.
当你在念诵 japa 的时候，你的泪水从眼睛中流淌出来，这个就叫做和主的分离之情，这个时候才能说明你跟主的分离之情。
One time a devotee asked a question here in Mayapur, actually. And he was asking that on the very high platform of devotional service, there are different symptoms of ecstasy that manifest out of separation from Krishna. But we don't have those symptoms of ecstasy. Is there any other way we can express those feelings?
那他说呢，当一个人就是达到分爱服务的最高的这个层面的时候，他在和主的分离之情当中，那这种分离之情有很多表征，很多征象。那他就问呢，那我们没有那样的一些真相，我们没有那样的一种情感，有没有其他的一些方式来表达我们的这种分离之情？
Is there a way that we can show our love for the Guru and our love for Krishna? How can we show it?
就是我们怎么来表达对我们的 Guru 和主的这种爱呢？有没有其他的表达方式呢？
And the answer was, yes, your ecstasies can manifest in being an excellent, mature, advanced devotee, in making new devotees, in distributing books, in facilitating the spreading of Krishna consciousness. These are all the different ways that you can show your love.
那这个答案就是说，是的，的确有很多其他的来表达你的对主的爱的这个方式。比如说你可以通过派书，你可以通过发展新奉献者， making devotees, book distribution, 还有包括服务其他的奉献者，就你都可以通过这些奉献者当中。 I haven't finished 在这些奉献服务当中成熟起来，成为一个成熟的奉献者，这就是你的爱的表达方式。
So these are the ways.
所以呢，就是这些。
If we cannot, if these are the ways to show our tears for Krishna by working hard in spreading Krishna consciousness.
就是说，我们可以非常努力的去传播 Krishna 出去，以此去表达我们对 Krishna 的爱。
And we can't do these things unless we actually have love. We can't do it just because we have material facilities. It takes bhakti to do all these things.
除非有 bhakti 有分爱之情，否则我们是做不到这一点的。哪怕你有各种各样的物质的优厚的这些条件，但是也是不能替代的。Okay.
Okay.
Next question, Sumukhi Radha.的确是在修习布施之中，我们看到念诵圣名的力量可以改变一个人的业报和突破个人受限制的心智模式。但是，新奉献者往往要度过一个漫长的过程才能达到这个境况，而过程中的迷茫困惑，他们感到很无助，不知道自己该怎么选择工作和面对生活。如果我们过去只是从事这方面的专业研究的和咨询工作的，并且目的是为了引导人们更好的去认识自己生命的功课。只有通过修习 Krishna 的知觉，并把 Krishna 赋予自己的天赋能力用于去服务主，那这样可以吗？还是我要彻底的放弃以前的工作，从新开始选择职业呢？ Yes, just as you explained that in the process of Krishna consciousness, we can feel the great power in chanting the holy name. We could feel that the strength can change someone's karma and break out of the...material, thinking patterns. However, for new devotees, he has to go through a long time to attain that situation. And before that, all sorts of bewilderment, all sorts of, doubts, all make them very hopeless. They don't know what to do in their life, in their work, and how to face all these problems in life.If we used to be a professionals in consultation and research, and the purpose is just to guide people to know more about themselves and know more about life itself, so that they can embark on the journey of Krishna consciousness and use properly all the gifts and natures Krishna has given to them.In the service to Krishna. Is that okay for that? Or I should just give up totally my work from before and choose a new profession? It is a continuation of the previous question.
Yes. But this, no. But this is not Sumukhi Radha's question. She's asking the question on behalf of other devotees.
Yes.
That's right. And that question came up 2 or 3 weeks ago, if you remember, the same Mataji.
我想这个问题不是 Sumukhi Radha 自己的问题，是代表其他奉献者来问的。而且我记得好像几个星期之前类似的问题出现过。
I remember it's the same person who was asking whether she should concentrate on doing this counseling work or not.
我记得有奉献者曾经问过这样的问题。就是他是做这个咨询工作的，然后他是应该专注于他的这个咨询工作呢，还是怎么样？啊、Can I continue with some additional information?
Yeah, go ahead.
Person Mikirapa just add something. 我是因为自己的确感到很困惑，因为我的职业是这样的。并不是那种算命的，而是帮助人们认识自己生命中的各种展现，与看到生命功课如何去超越一种提高自我觉察的指导，而且从这条路也可以很好的帮助传教经营了很多的奉献者。Sometimes I do get bewildered with my profession because that's my profession. I'm not just a fortune teller or an astrology.My goal is to help the people to understand all sorts of manifestations in their life and to consider everything in their life as lessons to transcend and to develop self-observation and self-realization. This is a kind of guide in life, life coach, you know, just like a life coach. So that from the past where they are, they can transcend that and give more help to others. I think this is good for preaching. Actually, through that, I build a bridge for many devotees to come into Krishna consciousness. If I change my profession totally, it will be difficult for me to find a brand new profession and start to develop from there so that I can cope with the pressure in life.
Yeah, no, so I understand this. Yeah. This is a completely different situation, okay? I don't think the question was asked properly to start with.
那我觉得那你这个问题和你第一次就前面问的关于我们是不是要去占星算命这个可能是没有什么太大的关系的因为你所说的是另外一种情况 but we don't know if it is the same devotees asking question or someone heard the question and developed some thoughts.
Yeah. Anyway, I stick to my answer from before. Do not go to an astrologer to adjust your spiritual life. Just don't do that.
就是说，我仍然就是坚持我前面那个问题的一个答案，就是说，作为奉献者，我们不去找算命的，去听占星师来给我们一些建议，听他们的指导去改变我们、调整我们的生活。
Life coach and astrology is two different things.
就是你在这里说明的说的是你的职业，相当是给就是作为别人的一个咨询师，就像给他们一些培训。这个和前面所讲的占星师或者是算命师是不是完全不是一回事？
Now, in the position of a life coach or a counselor, you have two options.
如果你是一个咨询师，或者是那种人家叫生命教练师，就是一种现在的这种职业，那有这样两方面要注意的。As
a professional, you may help people in general to make the right decisions in life.
作为你是一个专业的人士的话，你可以帮助人们。
And while you are coaching them, in your mind as a devotee, you may see someone as a potential devotee, and you may want to gradually bring them to the fold of Krishna consciousness.
那么当你在别人的这个，就是接受别人的咨询，在指导他们的这个过程当中，你可能可以看出对方。 所拥有的一些成为奉献者的潜质，所以你可以去接引他，去培养成为奉献者。You will know
through your consultation whether you can start bringing spiritual elements into the conversation or not.
那么在这个咨询建议的这个过程当中，你应该能够看到是不是已经到了一个合适的时机，把一些灵性的。 元素一些内容引导入到你们的这个对话之中，这个你是可以看得到的。Now
there is the other thing of starting to coach and counsel devotees. That's totally different.
不过这个说的是，就是说对于大众是这样的一种情况，但是当你去指导奉献者的时候，那就是遵循的是另外一个原则，是完全不一样的。 如果你奉献者去接受奉献者对你的这种心理咨询也好，或者说引导他们在生活当中应当怎么做也好。And
there are devotees who help other devotees as coach counselors.
的确是有一些奉献者，他们就是以这个咨询师的这个身份，给其他的奉献者一些指导。
But you cannot do this unless you are a very mature or experienced devotee and a very good sadhaka who knows Prabhupada's books inside out.
但是这里有一个前提，就是首先你应当是一个非常成熟的奉献者，第二个你是一个非常好的 sadhaka。什么叫 sadhaka？ 就是非常严格的、非常规范的修习的一个奉献者，而且你对于 Srila Prabhupada 的这个有非常透彻的了解。
Counseling devotees is a very, very delicate thing. You have to be very careful with that.
所以说呢，如果说你要给奉献者进行他们咨询的话，甚至包括七个心理咨询的话，那是一个非常微妙的一件事情，要非常非常的小心，非常的。
Okay.
You finish with this one? Okay. So we dismissed one question from Lalita. 请问帕布。明天是主持参念马哈巴布显生日，作为上班族我能做什么服务取悦持参念马哈巴布？你每次讲课之前念诵的祷文是什么？内容像无圣体祷文。Tomorrow is Lord Chaitanya's appearance day. I have to go to work. What kind of service can I do to please Lord Chaitanya? And also you chant a prayer before each of your Chaitanya Charitamrita class. It sounds like aprayer to Panchatattva. Jai Jai Shri
Chaitanya.
Yeah, just 上班族应该做什么服务来取悦主且参加马哈巴布，前面我们刚回答过，非常详细的回答了，你应该是能听到的吧。And also please explain about that prayer. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda, that one.
Can you explain it? It's the same. It's the Panchatattva Mahamantra.
对，这个就是对主无圣体的这个祈祷。
I already answered that question before in detail. Remember?
You mean as someone who needs to go to work on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Yeah, that question. So I answered it.
对，这是前面问了一个问题，就是今天，所以不知道您听到了没有。前面已经回答过了，我们在这里就不再重复了。Okay, Sumuki Rada asked something. 是的，帕布，人们因为痛苦和困惑而来咨询，能够对对方讲清楚如何才能彻底的超越这些人生的痛苦。只有 Krishna 知觉可以做到，在修习过程中，利用分析技术，我们帮助对方看到自己需要克服的功课，通过超脱宿命可以真正帮助。我们超越那些生命的限制。Well, the same devotee confirmed with what you said in your answer. He said, yes, people can approach us and inquire from me for consultation because they're in pains and in doubts and bewilderment. So it would be nice that we explain to them how to completely transcendthose pains and sufferings in life. We explain to them that Krishna consciousness is the ultimate solution. And in the process of spiritual practice, we use some sort of technique like analysis to help them to understand all the obstacles and lessons in their life that they need to overcome. And then we explain to themhow the chanting the holy name can really help us transcend the restrictions of those obstacles.
Okay, they can accept it, that's fine.
对，如果你能这样做，他们能接受，那是非常的好的。Okay.
All right, so we'll stop here.
好，我们今天就讲到这里。
Sumukhi Radha Mataji, thank you very much.
Sumukhi Radha Mataji, 非常感谢你。
Krishna Premi Mataji, thank you very much for your translation.
Krishna Premi Mataji, 感谢你的翻译。
Thank you to all the devotees for your wonderful questions.
感谢所有奉献者非常精彩的问题。
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai.
Hi.
Sri Gopurnima Mahotsava Ki Jai.
Hi.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.
Jai.
Shadesh Yatra ki jai.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.
Go Premanande Hari Hari Bol.
Hari Hari Bol. 百昆塔之音服务源于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，今天的永恒的 Chaitanya 经是 Chaitanya Charitamrita 的早课就到这里结束了。那我们下周同一时间再见。明天是 Gopuni 主持他念马哈巴布的显现日，我们可以从今天就开始做一些准备。感谢大家的聆听， Hare Krishna， 下周同一时间再见。